Well, hello. What are you doing?
I am recording this, our new episode of Sordid Details.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Sordid Details, this is the podcast where me, April Richardson,
and I, Millie DiCherico,
talk shit. Also, I just said my own name weird. Richardson. First of all, the fans want to know, we need an update on your Bitcoin right now. Are you rich yet? Check yes or no.
No. Here's the thing about this Bitcoin. It has been a roller coaster ride in the true sense of the word. As you all know, I put in $50, bought $50 worth of Bitcoin. Almost a week after I bought it, it went down like $20 in value. Then it has been going up and down, up and down.
But when you say it went down $20, that just means it was, when you bought it, Bitcoin was $16,000, correct?
It was like $10,000.
Oh, okay. So you bought a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction.
Oh yeah,
of a Bitcoin.
I bought like 0.001 blah blah blah.
Right.
Of a Bitcoin, remember?
So, but when you say it went down $20, then it means that it went from being worth $10,000 to being worth $9,980.
No, my investment went down $20.
Oh,
so what? It was basically, it went down like a couple grand.
Oh.
Within a week of me buying it. But then it's gone up, it's gone down, it's gone real down. At one point, I pretty much was thinking, you know, I'm maybe going to get half of what I put in.
So are you in the red or in the black right now as we speak?
Still in the red.
Okay.
That means bad, right?
Yes.
Okay. But not as bad as it's been. So, like, it's gone up sort of incrementally over the past couple weeks. I'm doing okay, like, but it's still down. I'm not saying that, like, I'm not making any money right now.
You have less than your $50 initial investment right now.
Right. But it wasn't like, I wasn't like bad.
What if tomorrow it goes up to $100? Would you just cash out? Because then you'd be like, I doubled my investment.
Oh, yeah. So I have an alert on the app that I use. I have an alert that'll tell me when it's doubled.
Okay.
So basically, when my initial investment has doubled,
mm-hmm.
I will have a text sent to my phone that says,
"Get
pull
out.
That shit out
Get
right now."
Out.
But you know what? I learned a lot since the last episode, honestly, because I had not seen that John Oliver thing.
Right.
I had no idea there was actually more. There's like so many different types of cryptocurrency.
Like, yes. Again, with my thing, like some dude can just go, guess what? I have a currency now.
Right. And
that's
idiotic. Yeah. I didn't realize it was like that. But so basically I didn't know what HODL gang was until after we recorded. So technically I am in the HODL gang because I'm not sold anything.
Right.
So I'm just HODLing.
Man.
Oh man. It's real dorky. When the HODL gang thing happened, like when I when they talked about that in the John Oliver show, I was like, I should just fucking pull out just on GP. I can't mess with anything that has this level of dorkery.
Just so people don't know, that means general prince, general principal. Somebody commented that we mainly get shit for shortening words. Some guy was like, I like it, but he was like, I don't know what it is sometimes that we're shortening.
Really? I feel like it's
clear
as day.
Because we do it to each other so much that we just know. But I feel like if somebody uninitiated who isn't our friend in real life was like, oh, that's just on GP, they wouldn't know you meant general principle.
That's fucking crazy. Because if somebody else said that to me, I'd be like, I know what that is.
I get it. But that's because we do it all the time. I mean, like, we do it where it's like, you know, I'll be like, you're leaving. I'm like, be careful. Yo, be careful. What's the other thing? We just do it all the time to be idiots. Because it's like the shorter you get it, like the funnier and dumber it is.
I know we say things like a cool thou and a hundo.
But it's like, what are some of the, I mean, we've just done it super idiotic where it's like, even we laugh at how dumb it is. I can't remember the last time, other than Be Careful, I remember when we first started doing that, we were like, okay, that's so dumb.
Really bad.
But, like, so funny because it's so dumb.
Right, and that's the thing. I think people, well, first of all, I personally have not gotten one complaint that we shortened too many things. I feel like if...
I don't mean a complaint. Like, they were like, it's funny, but I get some people being like, I don't know what that is.
I guess, but I'm just sort of like, I feel like it's in the culture. Like, everyone's shortening everything.
Yeah. But I liked, we do it to, we're egreg.
Oh, yeah. It's very egreg.
I
which
like
means
it.
Egregious.
Look anyway, so... Anyway, you're not rich yet.
No.
You're not the Monopoly guy yet, is what we're saying.
I won't be making a cool thou anytime soon, I'll tell
you
that much.
So, you don't have any extra income to spend on home shopping channels? What's up, Segway?
The segs.
All right. If you've known me, April, for longer than 5 seconds, you would know I'm obsessed with home shopping channels. Millie can attest to this because every goddamn time I go to her house, because she has an antenna, she gets them, and I'm like, can we please watch these? And you're like, okay.
Well, okay, let me
ask. All I want to watch over real movies or TV.
Okay. Real quick, right off the bat.
Okay.
What do you like better, home shopping or QVC?
QVC, done. QVC.
And why?
Because I feel like, and this is through years of research, to me, QVC is more like got their shit together. HSN, QVC is real slick. And like the production value on QVC is a lot higher than it is on HSN.
Really?
I really feel that way. QVC has like the slickest hosts, the slickest segues, the slickest graphics. There are hosts on HSN who look like they just woke up and like got on cam, and they have like, they haven't brushed their teeth and stuff.
Who was but HSN was around longer, right?
That I couldn't tell you. I'm not positive. I think so. But to me, I'll watch them both all day long. But QVC has like a higher production value.
Given a
I
choice.
Think. Yes. And I've watched QVC so much that I've become familiar with the personalities. Like David Venable, In the Kitchen with David. I follow him on Instagram. I know him. Like, I can turn on QVC more often than HSN and go, oh, I know who this is. Oh, this is so-and-so. Oh, this is so-and-so. And I don't really know anybody on HSN by name. And I think the products on QVC seem better. This is also coming from somebody who's never bought anything. I just watch it for entertainment.
You've actually never bought anything.
Yeah, it's just for entertainment, so I'm comparing just the way they look on screen, but it seems like HSN has, like, shittier products.
Okay. You think they're probably serving my different favorite audiences, you think? Like, you think that HSN is trashier than QVC?
I mean, if we're going to be crap, like, yeah.
They're trash. They're redneck trash, is what you're saying.
No, that's harsh. No, but it's just not... I don't know, but I'll watch them both. I'll definitely watch them both entertainment-wise.
Now, the woman from Shark Tank
is on QVC.
Oh, so yes. She's the QVC lady.
Yes.
See that? Now that, I didn't... I
and
was
the
always
thing
getting
is,
confused.
And there are people that are like, you're a lunatic, why? Like, it's almost beyond parody at this point. It's almost like making jokes about airplane food. It's so easy. But it has this quality about it. It is like Christopher Guest couldn't write a movie this good. It's just the way that the people have to talk, the way that they have to say, they have to talk about one thing for 30 straight minutes. Do you know how hard that is? Like,
no, I'm sure.
That's legit kind of hard. But
I mean,
also,
listen, we do this podcast. I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like, imagine if I'm like, I hand you a pen and I'm like, you got to tell me how great this pen is for 30 straight minutes.
And you got to act like you better get this fucking pen now.
Yes.
Because it's going to sell out.
And it's like, you got to tell people like this pen, your life is not complete unless this pen is in your possession. Like so all of that kind of fascinates me, but then also just the corniness of the personalities and like the over the topness. And like, and again, the fact, I feel like I'm repeating myself because I just talk about it all the time. I've talked about it on stage. Just the people call in. people pick up a telephone to call another adult and go, oh my God, I bought a vacuum from you guys. It's the best vacuum. Listen to how great the vacuum is. I'm so happy I bought this vacuum. Oh my God, you guys, thank you for selling me this vacuum.
Right.
Like, that is never not hilarious to me.
Well, you know what I do like, think is great about these channels? Because also, so sidebar real quick, are you interested in, anyone selling anything on TV? Like, do you watch the Knives guy that comes
yes,
on late at night?
Of course.
Okay.
Just you calling him the Knives guy.
What's the Knives guy? It's KG. The Knives guy.
KG.
KG. That's my Knives guy.
Yes. I fucking love the Knives guy, the Jewel guy, like the Gem Network.
Yeah.
Me and David, my ex-husband, used to watch the Gem Network constantly.
Right.
Because again, it's like the Gem Network's actually the kind of the most bonkers. Because we didn't figure out for a while that they were selling, I guess, to wholesalers, because we would turn on the Gem Network and it would be like this gigantic, like $50,000 emerald. And we're like, who the fuck is buying that? Like, he's on TV, like, you got to buy this emerald. And we're like, what person is buying a 900 carat emerald? And then it was like, oh yeah, I guess it's to wholesalers.
That's a very, very.
But it's still the idea of like, fringe. Hey, yeah, off of television, buy this 12 carat diamond. That's like $80,000.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing that I do think is kind of cool about this stuff, because I feel like, so we're obviously old and we remember television, old school television. I feel like Home Shopping Network and QVC, that kind of stuff is still of that era, of that, like, TV is on 24 hours a day and there are people playing it, whereas
yes.
You know, now it's almost like everything is on demand. It doesn't feel like you can really just turn anything on anymore, and it's just like,
yes,
a lighthouse.
Yes,
that's just always.
I do feel that way. It's just a comfort.
Yeah,
you turn on QVC, it's gonna be there.
Yeah, like 3 o'clock in the morning, there's like someone's country aunt
yes.
that's buying 79 boxes of pot stickers.
Oh, that was a thing too. That we were watching one time at your house, and yeah, they were selling. Pot stickers, number one, it's my favorite thing that you can buy food off of television. But then also it was like the quantities, it was like in two quantities and both were insane. Like it was like, you can either get the small order, which is 80 boxes, or the large order, which is 120. And you're like, who the fuck needs 120 pot stickers?
Yeah. And then you could mix the flavors. I remember that being a big thing where you're basically like, you could get vegetable, pork, and chicken.
Yeah. So anyway, I feel like I've talked about Home Shopping a billion hours in my life, and I still do it on stage, so I want to quit now only because I'm going to spoil some of my own jokes. But what so we watch it all the time. I don't know how I don't know how it's in business because of what the internet is here. I don't know how it stays in business, except grifted grandmas. I also went on a whole tangent on this one time on a Go Bayside with Paul F. Tompkins because I'm upset. I always want to talk about it. We talked about how I think the only demographic for it is like grandmas that don't know how to Google things, which is, I know in my own life, my Nana orders from Home Shopping all the time because she doesn't have the internet. She's never had the internet. So she doesn't know how to look up and buy shit online.
Yeah. There are people who are still using it.
Yeah. So it is definitely an age thing. But whenever arguably my favorite, I don't know. They sell so many things that I think is hilarious, but like the clothes that they sell, and I'm not just Quacker Factory. Please, by the way, Google Quacker Factory if you're listening to this.
Is that like a segment?
Quacker Factory is a show because that's a brand. A brand that they sell on QVC is Quacker Factory. By the way, if you look up Quacker Factory on YouTube, many of my own recordings will come up because me and David used to tape Quacker Factory. I'm telling you.
Wait, Quacker Factory. Quacker Factory. Quacker Factory.
Quacker Factory. Like, if you...
That's fucking crazy.
Look it up on YouTube. A handful of the videos will be under my name because we uploaded, like, the ones that made us laugh. Oh, okay. Here's where we got to get real serious. Because we are definitely going to offend some people in the way that... We're about to clown on some styles.
Okay.
No, I don't know how to get into this. Ladies, if you wear any of the following clothes, we apologize in advance. Everyone has their own style.
First of all, okay. If one of our listeners is wearing head to toe Quacker Factory right now, fucking call my ass. I'll give you my direct line. I'll give you my cell because I want
to
know why.
We need to have a fucking what not to wear Stacey London intervention if you are wearing head to toe Quacker Factory.
Because well, this country shit, right? Is that's kind of what
here's okay. Me and Millie do spend time thinking about this. We both just turned 39. Okay, I'm 39 years old. I basically just tell everyone I'm 40 anyway, because who cares at this point?
Yeah, we're like months away.
I understand, by the way, that I am an outlier. I don't expect 40-year-olds to still be fucking goth. I get that I have a job where I can wear whatever I want. I on purpose wear the craziest shit that I want to wear. That ain't for everybody. I get it. I'm definitely going to be on one of those fashion blogs where it's like people secretly take pictures of the crazy old lady on the subway and make fun of her online. That's going to be me, 100%. But Millie and I talk often about the fear that we have of getting to whatever age it is where you start dressing like a country mom. And when I say country mom, that transcends region. I don't even mean a literal country mom. I feel like that's a thing that like all over the nation people do. And I'm including another thing that makes this tricky is now when I say mom, we are of mom age. I'm talking about people our mom's age. Because my mom, when I look at pictures of my mom when in the 60s or whatever, 70s, she looked cool as shit. And then she just hit that age. I don't know if it was 50. I don't know what the age was where she's like, automatically, now I got to get a Kate plus 8 haircut. Pretty much. It's not as severe. My mom's isn't as severe, but it was like instantly hit the age. Kate plus 8 haircut, shop at Cachet, capri pants. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't even capris. This is like a length that I've like.
Your mom does it too.
Oh, yeah. There's a length of pant. Okay, let me shout out my friend Holly Hadassi about this because she's a. My friend Holly, who works at TCM with me, she used to be Robert's wardrobe assistant, and she's currently Ben's, Mankiewicz's wardrobe person. She calls it mid-calf length, which is basically the most unflattering length for any pant
Thank
or
you.
Skirt ever.
Of whose legs are of any length. If you have the longest or the stoutest, they're unflattering, I think, across the board. And the thing about home shopping is that it specializes in these kinds of clothes. We were watching a thing at your house last night where we're like, when are we going to get to the age where we think this is cool?
Because honestly, that length is almost like, it's just so non-committal to me. Because it's like, I want to show an ankle, but I don't want to show the top part of my calf.
Right, and I guess this is delicate to talk about as a lady. Obviously, we're both women. We're both proud feminists. Like, I'm not trying to shame anybody's body. Like, that's not the thing. It's more about, I just don't know how to explain this without it sounding like, because I don't agree in any fashion rule. Like, you know how there's things where it's like, you shouldn't wear a miniskirt after this age, or I don't give a fuck about any of that. Wear fucking Daisy Dukes if you're 80. Like, truly, I don't care about that. I'm talking about this very specific country mom look that seems to happen almost overnight with a lot of women, like as soon as they turn 50. Again, I'm including both of our moms, and like how that comes about. Does society tell you that you're supposed to start dressing that way? Is it an internal thing where you go, I shouldn't try to look cool? And cool is relative, by the way. I don't mean, obviously cool is totally relative. Like, what I think is cool, another person will see me walking down the street going, look at this weirdo. But it just seems like such a specific look that so many women across the board, where it's almost like a uniform, where I'm like, how did they all reach the conclusion one day that they woke up and were supposed to start wearing that?
Well, I think honestly, first of all, I think there's a functional reason why people change dressing. They changed their dressing. They changed their wound, the bandages on their wounds from the Civil War. I think there's a functional reason why people change style, perhaps, in their later years, because it becomes all about comfort. I get that.
Sure.
However,
you could be comfortable and not look whack.
We're in an age of athleisure. We have never looked better comfortable in our entire history of society, unless... You know, I do think that, like, robes are pretty great. Like, I'd love to go back to just everybody wearing, like, monk's robes or whatever. But I'm just saying, in terms of looking like actually being comfortable has never been more stylish, because we're just in this era right now where everybody's wearing yoga pants and everyone's wearing like cool sneakers.
Plus, I argue, because I fly, when I fly on planes, I wear an Adidas tracksuit. Yeah. That is like legal pajamas. That's like pajamas you can legally go walk around in, and you look cool as fuck. Like, you can't possibly be more comfortable.
Right.
But you still look cool.
Yeah, and plus, what's the design? Eileen Fisher? All those Eileen Fisher clothes of just like, we're just wearing giant, flowy, billowy tops and pants. That is popular. Like, there's right. such, like, you don't have to wear a fucking peplum cardigan duster
with like a bedazzled duck on it.
Yeah, or like mid-calf. Are they called pedal pushers? Is that
yes,
what
yes, that's what they call them on the QVC show.
With like
lace
fringe that is like stitched into the cuff.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, here's the thing. I get it. This is what I think is going on with my mom. Because I want to go through the history of both of our moms. Because I remember seeing pictures of your mom from like the 60s, and she looked like super Jean C. Riley, Harper Valley,
yes.
PTA, like
yes.
totally like hot country mama.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
My mom, when I was
That's
growing
her
up.
Georgia shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My mom, when I see old pictures of her from the 70s, when she married my dad, she looked super cool. She had like, she looked great, like bell bottoms, you know, whatever. But then, like, even when I was growing up, she had this like kind of cool, I don't know, like 80s shoulder pads.
Sure.
You know, she wore like a lot. She kind of had like a Melanie Griffith and working girl look. She was always wearing like tons of jewelry. So it's weird when I was like, she went from like being super stylish of the era to now, which is like she shops primarily at Free People, which...
See, my mom's all cachet.
Yeah, but my mom used to be cachet. And then she, I guess, decided to go out the window with anything that's structured, and all she wants to wear are these fucking duster cardigan things with
right.
tons of ruffles, these, like, crazy flowy tops with the shoulders cut out, tons of jewelry. Like, and I'm, like, going, okay, well, she just adopted this like kind of weird country slut mom look.
Yeah, where I'm like,
I'm not calling my mom a slut, by the way. I'm just saying that she kind of has this.
Yeah, I look, okay, when you were describing that, it reminded me to say, I'm in no way, I understand everyone gets to an age where they don't want to keep up with trends anymore. Like, I feel like I don't give a shit of, I'm also saying nobody needs to stay on the cutting edge. I'm not saying our moms should be like wearing whatever's on the runway now. Of course not. Like, never do I think anybody... I don't agree with that ever, because I think everybody has, like, their own personal style. And so I guess that's my point, is, like, this is an abandoning of their own... They're like, oh, I gotta have the mom uniform now, you know? Because it's so similar across the board that
yeah.
it's, like... And again, body... I also don't think... I'm not saying, like... I get wearing flowing things in the way that, as we get older, you're less likely to want to show off your bod, I guess.
Yeah.
But I still agree, you can do that in a flattering way. You can do that without, like, bedazzled ducks, pedal yeah. pushers.
Well, and I will say this, too. Again, with the modernizations of, like, comfortable clothes, but also, like, plus-size clothes. I mean, trust me, having been a plus-size person for the majority of my life, I swear to God, and this is a problem still today, where they used to make plus size clothing for grandmas, and that's it. Like,
right.
all the plus size clothing out there was basically fucking Quaker Factory wear,
yes.
you know? Now it's completely different. Like, there are so many cool, like, even like H&M and like all these cool things, like Forever 21, they all have plus lines. So, I mean, I'm not saying that all of that is age appropriate, because I swear to God, you go to Forever 21 plus sizes and you're like, all right, literally, I'm not going to a fucking nightclub. I'm just trying to go to my job.
Right.
I don't need a bodycon dress with like the fucking ass cut out of it. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying that, like, there is, I think, going to be, and this is what I'm kind of thinking is going to happen for us, is that I think that older, like, senior women's fashion is not going to be Quaker Factory anymore, because there's just other options now.
Well, and I, yeah. And we have role models now, like Helen Mirren or whatever. Like, I guess, yeah, you're right. because I think that last time I was home, just when I was home, my mom, again, it's not the exact K+8. It's like way less severe, but it's like a kind of, it's like that with the highlights and everything. And it's always got to be big, but like short in the back. And I showed my mom a picture of Annie Lennox. Modern day right now, Annie Lennox. And I was like, why don't you just have this? She has super short hair, but it looks super rad. And my mom was like, no way, that's insane. Like, to my mom, that was like the most insane thing you could ever. And I guess this does come down to a matter of taste. But yeah, I feel like the older I get, the more I am just going to be like, I'll just wear more black, I guess. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I guess I'm going to have to get more shit with fringe and rhinestones.
Yeah, because, and there's, I don't know. There's a part of me that wonders if it is sort of some kind of unconscious response to this idea that like older women are just like fucking ghosts
and
are
like unsexual. I hope, by the way, that I'm sure the guys, any men listening to this are like, what? But I bet the women listening are like, I hope you know exactly what we mean by country mom uniform. I feel like it's a pretty universal thing.
Oh, absolutely. I just feel like it's sort of like, I give up.
That's from like that any, can I speak to the manager meme?
Yeah. It's like anything from, you know,
but it's like, not giving up. That's the wild part. It's not. It's like, because you are still like, you have a lot of accoutrement.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the weird part to me.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I'd rather you give up. It's almost, if my mom just was like, I'm just wearing sweats, I'd almost prefer it to this, like, I'm going to do the Quacker Factory look.
Yeah, because it okay.
Remember how I described it as a shitty idea of fancy?
Yeah. It's like weird. It also relies on this idea that the more is better, more is fancier.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. That's why it's not giving up. It's trying harder.
It's wearing more shit, ultimately.
But you look like every other country mom. So it's like a weird thing where it's like, not unique, but you think you're in this. Please believe this is coming from somebody who dressed like, are you kidding me? There's fucking 50% of the population of Southern California looks like Betty Page. I'm in no way claiming to be original, in no way. But this is a sort of thing where I think Quacker Factory's, and I keep using them as a touchstone, but like it is, it's like they sell the idea of like, you're going to be the only one on your block with a bedazzled duck on your shirt. And you're like, no, you're not. Every country mom looks like this.
Yeah. I think the proportions are just so wild. Like, there again, this mid-calf pedal pusher length doesn't do a goddamn thing for anyone. It doesn't make, it makes you look older actually than you actually are.
Thank you.
Then there's like this this idea that like new romantic boho ruffles and lace and shit is somehow like making you look younger, which I feel like it kind of doesn't. It kind of makes you look like a bedspread. You know what I mean? Like that, like when we turned on, what was on, was it Home Shopping? And they were trying to push those fucking cardigans on people. And I was like, there was three levels of ruffles going down the sides and the butt of this like long ass cardigan, which is sort of like, to me, I love a long ass cardigan, but I also know what it makes me look like. I feel like it makes me look older.
Right.
But imagine if there was three levels of ruffles, like a wedding cake, like there was like three tiers of ruffles. And I was like, that ain't doing shit for anybody.
Yeah.
That doesn't look fancy. It looks crazy.
Yes.
And then, you know, they pair it with like a jeweled sandal. It just was so much. It was so much
so
look.
So much. And you know, they were like, look how fancy this lady looks.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, man. You just look country fancy and crazy. And like, again, if you want to speak to...
We're allowed to say this. We grew up in Georgia, by the
way. I'm allowed.
We're allowed
we are
to
definitely
say
allowed to say this. But
we know country fancy when we see it.
We do. We know what scote is. I think we've talked about scote before on this podcast. But, you know, my whole thing, too, is that I'm less stylish than you are. Like, you have very tailored clothing.
Yeah,
you know.
But I don't agree. Again, it's all personal. Because, like I said, my stylish is somebody else's whack. I'm sure there's plenty of people looking at me like, you crazy asshole. Like, why are you wearing that?
Right.
But I would argue that I definitely don't pay attention to trends. And because a lot of them I don't find fit me or my body. Like, I dress the way that I'm like, this looks good on my particular body.
And also, to be honest, a lot of it is like, hey, I watched a Cramps video last night. Now I want to dress like Poison Ivy. Like, you know what I mean? It's like that kind of shit. So again, this mom, but this mom thing seems such a, you know, it's so samey. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm sure I'm being a giant hypocrite, but like,
I think it's more about,
I don't want us to wake up one day and be like, I'm really into this look now.
Well, see, because I think that the old, and I told you this the other day, I don't think we would, only because we never liked that shit at all, period. Like, even when I was growing up, I think and we both have talked about this, like, you and I were huge tomboys growing up.
Yeah.
You know, I guess maybe in middle school, maybe elementary school, like, you know, Laura Ashley dresses were things that girls our age wore. You know, everybody was wearing like real ruffly 80s kind of like country dresses and stuff. But I never wore that because I was
like, my mom made me a couple of times for sure. And I hated it.
Yeah. See, I was always like dressing like a fucking little boy.
Right.
Even in high school, when like girls in my high school were dressed in like baby doll dresses and cute little, you know, Chinese slippers or whatever they called them, I was like in giant pants with like old man cardigans. And so I think that we wouldn't head that direction anyway, because we just never were like that to begin with. You know what I mean?
Yes. You're right, but neither were our moms. Like, my mom wasn't like that to begin with. My mom had mad style, and then again woke up one day like, gotta get on the mom uniform.
Right. And here's the thing. I certainly understand just being fucking so over it and just wanting to put on something comfortable and not caring and don't want it to be too expensive. But at the same time, it's like what you said before. It's not basics. It's roll over the top.
Yes. It's
stuff.
Not giving up. It's trying harder.
Okay, so what is who exhibits probably the most famous country mom style right now?
Well, no one famous would be allowed to wear that
stuff
out.
No, I mean, Kate plus 8, right?
Yeah, but even she's not anymore. She grew her hair out and is like all trying to be hot now. She's like hot mom now. Who's in the public eye who has this look? I'm telling you, no one, because their stylist would be like, I'm not letting you have
this. You know
this
who
look.
Has it?
Who?
Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Okay. No, he does not.
He does. He looks like country, sexy country mom.
No, he doesn't. He looks like, he does look like a mom, but like, no, he doesn't. He looks like a mystical aunt who like sells turquoise in Santa Fe.
Okay, so there's no, that Venn diagram does not cross mystical aunt and country mom?
Nope, not at all. Not at all, because mystical aunt is like more kind of like flowing scarves and like whatever, and country mom I think is more buttoned up. Country mom look is not like a loosey-goosey. It's like, you know, no, I don't think there's any crossover. Country moms have hair that's like high and tight. Mystical aunt is like wild hair growing, loose flowing clothes and scarves and turquoise.
Now I'm thinking my mom is more mystical aunt than country mom.
Really?
Well, only because my mom is very fond of like weird hats now, and she loves like jewelry, tons and tons of like gaudy jewelry, and she wears that Free People shit. So, and she also loves wearing like platform sandals. So it's like,
she might be mystical aunt.
That's interesting.
My mom's definitely country mom.
Your mom, well, and this is the other thing.
I guess like Reba McEntire?
Yeah.
Well, right? Is she publicly dressing country mom? Does she still have short hair? I don't even know. Last time I saw her, she was dressed like Colonel Sanders.
I couldn't see her. I actually have not seen a recent picture of her in a hot minute.
I'll look her up. Well, she's Colonel Sanders now. That's how I know her best.
But see, the thing about your mom is your mom comes from the generation that had the hairspray perfect
for
hair.
Sure. Yeah.
What she's kept with.
Yes. But now it's like, but it's that. God, who else has that haircut that's not Kate plus 8? Now you're throwing me for a loop, but I'm telling you, no famous person's gonna be allowed to rep that country mom look. No famous person's out there on red carpets in Quacker Factory. That would not be allowed.
That is true.
Fashion police would put them under the jail. Like, no stylist would let somebody out with that.
Yeah, I was just thinking maybe there was some kind of like reality star, current reality star, that maybe has that little bit.
I don't watch enough to know. I mean, who's like a,
What, like, country reality? I mean, probably, like, a Duck Dynasty wife, but I don't know. I've never watched it.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe, yeah, my whole thing, too, about these countries, like, even actual country, famous country people don't dress like that anymore.
They don't, yeah, they wear, like, leather pants. That's, I think that's another level of what's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because what's the influence for that? Because for me, I could tell you, me personally, I look at pictures of Elvira or Wednesday Addams, and that's what I want to look like. So that's like the influence on me is like, hey, I want to rip them off. But this country mom look, where did it originate?
Yeah, I'm not actually sure. To me, it seems like it's holdover from like the 80s, actually.
Yeah, it's like Tammy Faye Baker, I feel like, had that. She had the hair, that haircut.
It feels, because that's the thing that I think ultimately we talked about and is... I honestly think that they're like everyone has sort of a baseline style that they've had since they were old enough to pick their own clothes.
Right.
Right. And I feel like that's just sort of the baseline look that you have for your entire life. And you deviate from that plus or minus all throughout your life. But there's like, if you were to look, you can see a through line between what you wore in high school and then what you wore in your 70s.
Sure.
And that's why you see women who have the same hairstyle all throughout their entire lives. It's just like this constant thing. So that's what I think is informing it the most is that your mom.
Well, my mom, like when I was a child, my mom had long hair. She had like totally long flowing, I don't want to say normal hair, that sounds mean, but it was like not a haircut. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas now she has like capital A, capital H, a haircut.
Yeah.
And it's that mom haircut.
But your mom, well, even when you were in high school, your mom had short hair.
Yeah, she got it. That's what I'm saying. Like, she woke up one age and was like, now I got to get this haircut.
Well, honestly, I think that has more to do with laziness. I mean, my mom will even say the reason why she keeps her hair short is because A, when it gets older, it gets funkier texture-wise.
Yeah, but my mom curls the shit out of hers every day and, like, hairsprays it and shit. That's what I'm saying. It's not laziness. Because you would think that, but then she, like, dyes it, teases it, curls it, hairsprays it every single day.
Right, but the reason why...
She spends 1,000% more time on her hair than I do mine.
But the reason why she doesn't keep it long, though, is because it's just, at a certain point, it gets real unruly and gray, and then you don't want to spend $1 million dyeing it.
Right.
Actually, although my mom has, like, she doesn't wear wigs all the time, but she definitely has wigs that she does for fanciness. Like, she'll go on a cruise and bring her wig.
Yeah.
You know?
My mom, I will say my mom doesn't actually have any gray hair. Truly.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. My mom dyes her hair. So.
My mom only does. She still does like frosted tips.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the base color is the same, but she frosts them tips. But she genuinely, it's kind of impressive, doesn't really. Because I pay attention because that bodes well for me if she doesn't have any gray hair.
But also, I got to tell you right now, and we might have talked about this in earlier podcasts. My mom is so influenced. Both my parents are so influenced by their friends. It's worse than it was for me in high school.
Right.
When they were ragging on me, being like, why do you got to be like friends? Don't be like friends. I was like, look at you.
Yeah.
Y'all are like about to be 70 and y'all are following everything your friends do.
Yeah.
My mom has a crew of like older Filipino women who they hang out together like a fucking gang. They all go to Nordstrom Rack together. They like drive around. They go
do
get
they
like
dress like country moms. The other people
dress
in your mom's
the same
crew.
They all, first of all, they all have matching Louis Vuitton handbags. Like maybe not matching, but they have the different variations of the same style.
Sure.
They all wear like weird, crazy hats. They all have this, like, again, those, like, flowing cardigans with ruffles and, like, tons of jewelry. But, like, they all look the same. They all have the same style.
Right. I'm, like, trying to think of people in my mom's crew. Because I assume it's probably the same thing.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Like, it's the same thing in the way that you're influenced by your friends.
Because if my mom had a friend that looked like Wednesday Addams, it would be, like, she would stick out like a sore thumb.
Right.
She's not rocking that Free People like everybody else is.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. I think, and my dad, don't even get me started. My dad is literally like wearing golf shirts every day.
Oh, my stepdad's like Tommy Bahama only in this closet. Tommy Bahama zone only.
But yeah, I guess maybe the fear is just that we're going to wake up one day and not know who we are and just start dressing whacker.
Yeah.
Is that, would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, because I don't know how to explain, because again, it's not about coolness, because I don't feel particularly cool. I'm not, this isn't about being on trend or cutting edge, because I don't feel that way. I don't wear like current trends. It's just, yeah, it's like waking up one day and going, well, I'm 50. I'm 50.
I'm 50.
Like waking up and just going, I'm 50, so I guess I got to get that standard issue mom haircut. That's just what happens at this age. And because it just seems, again, maybe it's just the generation of our moms, and maybe it ended with that, because we do, you do notice with like each generation, like people take longer and longer to grow up. Like with our, you know, look at us, look at my fucking apartment right now. It looks right. The same as when I was 15. Like, I'm not grown up. So we're prolonging.
It's because we don't have the draft.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, we don't have. So with each generation, maybe that's going to happen less and less, to where we're going to have eventually a generation of like 70-year-olds who dress like skateboarders or whatever.
Right. And they figured out how to make older people still have cool clothes, which I agree. I think it's a huge reason why moms are doing that. Prior moms. Like, our generation is going to have better shit.
Yes.
You know?
More choices. Yes. There's going to be yeah, I agree. Like, and I always thought, like, when I'm 80, I'm going to go full, like, Diane Keaton. Just wear a suit every day.
I know. I was like, I just want to be like Fran Lebowitz. And,
yeah.
You know, at a certain point.
Just
have
do
a
that.
One signature kind of thing and just keep going
yes.
with it forever and ever. Yeah. You know, but I will say this, too. I think that the concept of, like, showing off your opulence is different. Because,
yeah, we don't have any of that.
Well, I think there's different ways to show it off, right? Because my mom, her big thing, and I'm assuming your mom too, because they're probably around the same age. Their whole thing is being like, I made it. I got money. I'm going to start buying jewelry and handbags.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. 1,000% yes.
Whereas I have never been one day interested in rocking expensive jewelry.
Same.
To me, I like having my tiny little necklace, my tiny little gold rings, and like my watch. I don't need like emeralds and, you know, K jewelers,
yeah.
like friendship necklaces and shit. Like, I just never got into jewelry.
Yeah, same.
And my mom is always like pissed off about that, because she's basically like, I'm trying to buy you some nice jewelry and you don't want it. I'm like, no, I don't want that. I just don't
same.
Want tons and tons of jewelry. But I went out and bought like a $70 face moisturizer yesterday from Malin and Getz. So it's like, okay, I guess the way I show off my shit is in different ways, I guess. But like, I just had never been interested in like carrying expensive bling type stuff. Like,
yeah, but I wonder if that, I mean, do you think you will with age 10 years from now?
Yeah. I keep going back and forth on it, because there are certain things that I have noticed about myself that like I've basically unconsciously taken from my mom.
Right.
Like just certain little things, like my mom wearing those like grandpa hats that I wear all the time. And, you know, my mom wearing croquis, which, by the way, she was the OG. She always had a pair. Like every time,
what are croquis?
Croquis are those like, frat boy band that holds your sunglasses on.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? My mom was always rocking Ray-Ban Wayfarers, even in the '80s, in the '90s, when I was growing up, and she always wore croquis to keep her sunglasses on.
And now are those cool?
Well, croquis. To me, I've caught myself, I have a pair of croquis that I wear with my Ray-Ban sunglasses, where I'm like, oh shit, this is what my mom did.
Right.
Or like, I wear this like pink weird grandpa hat. My mom wore those hats. So I catch myself like kind of adopting some of my mom's shit.
Right.
But do you think I'm going to get into jewelry in 10 years? I don't know.
Or like the mom, yeah. I don't know. If you're a woman listening to this who isn't offended, email. I want to know if there's been an evolution. If you're like our age,
because we're plenty mom age. We have a lot of friends who are moms. If you wear a country mom look, please email us and tell us.
If you're in head to toe Quacker Factory,
tell
please.
Us. Yeah, if it's because it's to you low maintenance, or if it's like, yeah,
but high maintenance.
But
it's a
high
low key, high key look.
Yeah, like I want to know. I want to know also if you're a normal adult, unlike us, and you have like a normal job and you have to dress normally. Like if you used to dress wild and now you're like, well, I'm an adult, so I'm going to dress normal for the office.
I don't
know.
I'm just who do that.
I'm just also I'm interested. I wonder if anybody I want to know. I want to know what happens, what the age is when you wake up and you find that country mom look appealing.
Do you notice any of yourself and your mom in terms of style?
Zero.
Zero?
Zero, except for the fact that my... No. I will say the one similarity now that I'm an adult is that my mom and I do like getting dressed, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
My mom had always growing up, regardless of what the style of what she was wearing was, she was always, like, the best dressed person in the room. Whatever version of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, she would always be meticulously dressed, even if it was like a barbecue.
Right.
She's one of those people who's like, I can't go to the grocery store without a full face of makeup on, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not that. But as you know from hanging out with me, I'm often overdressed because I just like getting dressed.
Sure. You like the ritual of
it. I like putting clothes together and all that kind of stuff. But in my head, when I'm doing it, I'm like, what's the wildest combination I can put together? Or like, what's the brightest color I can wear? Like, it's not ever, truthfully, I swear to God, it's not like, ooh, can I look real hot? It's always like, how weird can I look? Or how bright can I look? Or how like, how weird of an outfit can I put together?
But so you don't think that country moms are thinking that same thing, except they just have a different
way
of going about
it. No, because I think it's the opposite. I think it's like, no, because to them, I don't think, I think it's stylish within a certain microcosm. I think it's like they want to flex on other country moms. So they all try to get the most country mom outfit possible. I know that's what like my mom is doing.
Yeah. Well, do you know if your mom has bought anything off Quacker Factory or QVC?
No, I don't think she's gone the hard step of like Quacker Factory, like that exact label, but she's definitely got shit that's like bedazzled. Like she's definitely got shirts that are like a lower key Quacker Factory where it's like, it definitely has, you know, a bedazzled design.
Cocaine
or like,
and rhinestones.
Yeah, yeah. Like she, yes. And she definitely has pants, pedal pusher pants that she wears with like platform bedazzled flip-flops and stuff. Like, yes.
That's where they do. My mom does that too.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I don't know. First of all, I don't think I could ever buy clothes off of, I don't know, I could never do home shopping. To me, it just seems like it's kind of expensive.
Well, that's the thing is because it's for people who don't know better, like who don't know you could just Google it and get it cheaper.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
I could never buy anything off TV in that way. Although I do flirt with the idea of doing it, like, just to do it. You
My
know
Nana
what I mean?
Buys tons. She doesn't buy any clothes, but she's bought a fucking shit ton of like appliances and stuff off of home shopping.
Yeah. I mean,
she
the other night
it.
We were watching it. And I was like, hey, you know that little twist board that, you know, it's like a fit
yeah.
board. I was like, man, we should get that. Can I give a little side? I'll give a little side story. So I have a friend who is related to the country singer Ronnie Millsap.
Hell yeah. Stranger in my house. I love Ronnie Millsap.
The big story about that was that at the time, this was a couple years ago at least, Ronnie Millsap's wife, perhaps, and her sisters were avid QVC shoppers.
Yeah.
To the point where they had a QVC gifting room in the house that
My
they
dream.
Lived in. And that so, if you came to visit,
yeah.
you got to go visit the QVC gifting room and get whatever you want.
So that just means that they had an entire, all they did was order from QVC all day and they had a room of the stuff. So they didn't even use the stuff they ordered. They just ordered it for the fun of it.
Maybe it's just that they were like, man, this is a good place to keep, like it's a bunker for like gifts I gotta give in the future.
Amazing.
You know,
because they got that Millsap money.
Yeah. And the other story was that they ordered Cracker Barrel every Sunday and had it delivered to the house. It's just country opulence.
Yo, you can have Cracker Barrel delivered to you?
If you were Ronnie Millsap, you probably could. You could probably Postmates it now. No, there's no,
because it's like
no.
It's like 2 hours away, remember?
Yeah, but if you're in a Cracker Barrel service area.
If you're in a Cracker Barrel rich environment.
You could probably get it delivered to you.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so that they would basically have it delivered to the house. And again, this is all stories that
we've
heard. That's
the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but that QVC gift room was just like so mind-blowing because it's just basically.
Do you understand what you just said as my childhood? That is like. The most country opulence as a child. If you'd ask 8-year-old redneck April in Georgia, what's your dream when you grow up? It would be, I hope one day to have a room full of Home Shopping and I could get somebody to bring Cracker Barrel to me.
And you would have Whitewater closed for just you and your friends.
Yes. Totally 8-year-old April would fucking freak out about that. And even if it was at Ronnie Millsap's house, because I love that guy.
Yeah.
I had the 45, a stranger in my house.
Oh, but you're saying that there are still people who are purchasing QVC.
Yeah.
And it's still an important, because otherwise.
It's clearly business is booming. It's still on like 24/7.
I mean, somebody's still buying 96 count pot stickers.
Yes.
To put in their freezer in their garage.
Yes. And the fucking dream jeans from Quacker Factory that have like a bedazzled snowflake on the butt or whatever. Yeah.
Are they elastic waistband jeans?
Yes, of course.
See, that is where I draw the line. I love comfort. Don't get me wrong. There are times where I'm like, man, maternity clothes look amazing. I think I'm just going to put on some of these pants. However, waistband jeans.
If you've ever purchased anything from Quacker Factory, please email us. Please.
You know what would be great is if you sent us pictures of you with your QVC items.
Yes,
like just
do that. And again, if you're a woman our age or older, or not even, and you've embraced the country mom look, please email us. I'm sorry if we've insulted anybody. Again, like I said, I played shows in the Midwest, no kidding, a couple months ago, and I was just walking around downtown. Like, I was walking down the street one day, and I was wearing all black, I think, and I had on red eyeshadow. I looked like a ghoul on purpose, and I saw mom on purpose shield her child from me. They were like walking down the street and then they looked at me and they like moved out of the way and she shielded her little child from me. So like, I am in no way an authority on any of this. I really don't want it to sound like we're insulting people, but even though we kind of are, but I don't want to. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. It's a fine.
Like,
it's
I love my
line.
Mom. She's my mom. I love her to pieces. She's my mother, but is her style whack? Yes, it is. Let's get serious.
My mom, yeah. I don't think that she's got like the wackest style because she's not country, as we just figured out. She's more mystical aunt.
Yeah.
However, there's a lot of stuff in that closet I don't think I could ever wear. Or
I feel
whatever.
Like if my mom would just go severe Annie Lennox in the later years, I'm like, you'd look so cool, mom, but she won't trust. She thinks, but hey. The flip is also true. She thinks I'm the wackest person alive. My mom is constantly like, why are you wearing this? You've ruined everything. Like,
oh, yeah. I can tell you right now, our moms are probably talking shit about us because they're like, our daughters do not wear jewelry.
Yeah.
We try to get them finery and they,
oh,
it is
totally
buffed. And if they want to look like common street trash.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Exactly. So it goes both ways. So whatever. All right. We figured out mom style. Email us, tell us the age that you turned into a country mom if it has happened to you, and reassure us that it won't happen to us, right?
Please?
I don't know how to end this.
I don't either, except...
Please just tell me, everyone, I'm going to stay goth well into my elder years.
You will.
Thank you! Saw the details fall away. Saw the details fall away. Saw the...